is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado courts are not required to provide lawyers to people facing deportation, but new legislation introduced this week could change that. The bill would provide a free lawyer to qualifying individuals facing deportation proceedings in a Colorado immigration court. Immigrant rights advocates say immigrants should have the right to a government-funded lawyer. The bill first has to pass through the Senate, through the State House and Senate. The Netherlands festival Frozen Dead Guy Days has been canceled for the second year in a row due to the pandemic. The festival has happened the second weekend in March since 2002. Organizer Amanda McDonald says it brings 25,000 people and millions of dollars to the town.
Last year, we were all set up. Tents were up. Everything was purchased, paid for. We had to cancel 2 days before. I mean, it was devastating. And then this year, the spirit of Frozen Dead Guy Days all over town. It's walking everywhere. It's crowded tents. To try and think to do that under the restriction would be too difficult.
McDonald says she is hoping to hold a separate outdoor event in the summer to raise enough money for Frozen Dead Guy Days in 2022. Some cities and towns in Colorado will turn lights on in their public buildings pink tonight in commemoration of the one-year anniversary of the state's first confirmed coronavirus cases. At 6:30, the governor is inviting Coloradans to a virtual event to mark the anniversary. Denver is at 54 degrees right now with a few clouds. The high today is 59. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.